If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he what do that?
He mustn't do that.
Okay. Now, there's another way you might say that. That means the same thing. Can you think of another way you might say that? You can say he mustn't do it, or he...
He better not do it.
Okay. And what's another way?
I would like for you to do that.
Okay. If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yeah,
I'll try to.
Okay. And suppose you wanted to put it this way. Suppose you wanted to say, well, yeah, I might...
I might, yeah, well, I might.
Would you say that? Okay. Would you ever use the expression might can or might could? I might could do it? Okay.
Yeah, I'd mostly say might could.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see now. Would you finish this sentence for me, please? I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. What?
Fell? Like fail.
Okay. If somebody said, what religion are you? You'd say,
I'm Baptist.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody came up to the door and asked you to go someplace with them, you might say, oh, what?
I just can't go.
Okay.
I have to stay with mama, something like that,
okay.
You know.
Okay. And if you and your husband were about to do something, you'd say,
we gonna go somewhere, or we gonna, you know, stay at home and watch television, something like that.
Okay. And if you were describing to somebody some things that you were doing yesterday, what might you say? You'd say, just anything.
Well, we're visiting, or, you know, something like that. We got groceries, something that way, you know, yesterday.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if somebody wanted to know what you were doing at, say, 12 o'clock yesterday, you'd say at 12 o'clock we...
Fixing to eat, or something that way.
Okay. Let's see, a penny is one...
1 cent.
And a dime is...
10 cents.
Okay. And if somebody moved in across the road in 1960, you'd say, he has lived here ever, what, 1960? He has lived here ever?
Every year.
Okay.
Since 1960.
Okay. A greeting on December the 25th is what, Christmas?
It's Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I meant December the 25th.
Christ's birthday.
Yeah, and so on that day you might say Happy Christmas, or you might say
Christmas Day. And I will say, I don't know.
Well, you can say Happy Christmas, or then you can say
something. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Merry okay. Christmas. That's what you're going to say.
Uh-huh. A weenie in a bun is called a
hot dog.
And Jesus' parents were Joseph and
Mary.
Our first president was George
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get...
married.
After a man caught a cold, he started talking like this. Say he got very...
hoarse.
If you want to send a message to someone, you might get a pen and a piece of paper and what?
Write a note.
Okay. On Sunday afternoon, a person might get in the car and go for a...
ride.
Okay. A cowboy rides on a...
horse.
And the parts of a tree that are under the ground are its
roots.
You strike a match to start
a fire.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is
smut.
Milk comes from a
cow.
Unpackaged material is material that's bought in
sacks.
Okay. Now there's another way of saying that. It's either packaged material or it's
wrapped.
Yeah. Now this I think this is kind of old-fashioned. Instead of, well, years ago, a person might go to the store and want some peanut butter. And instead of finding it on the shelf in a jar, he might find the grocery might have to dish it.
Peanut butter.
Okay.
Loose sugar, something like that, you know.
Okay. Well, do you know another expression like that besides loose?
Book.
Okay.